You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm going out on the phone now to Andrew Abood, East Lansing attorney and civil rights commissioner with the state of Michigan. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening. It's actually the Civil Service Commission, not Civil Rights Commission.
Thank you for the correction. I just got off the phone with someone with a Civil Rights Commission, so I apologize. Yeah. Thank you for the correction.
No, that's all right.
Thank you very much. That shows you he's a good attorney. He's paying attention every minute. The reason we wanted to talk today is today the Civil Service Commission did approve benefits for for domestic partners of state employees, and you serve on that Civil Service Commission, or one of those who voted for it. Am I correct?
Yeah, I was one of, there's four commissioners that govern wage and benefits of all state employees, and that proposal was up. There was, I think, four or five resolutions, and they all passed.
And the end result is you're pushing this forward by that vote, that it will grant health benefits for domestic partners of state employees.
Yeah, I mean, domestic partners, I think it's a little actually broader than that, but probably the most, focused or lightning rod issue is for domestic partners.
How was domestic partners defined for you in what you were reading and voting on?
Well, it has to be an otherwise eligible person, and there's a number of acronyms. There's a number of acronyms that are used with the commission, and I can't give you the exact acronym, but it's the definition that basically means that it's not a spouse, it's not a brother or sister, somebody living with the employee, and would actually include that other person's dependents being children. So that's, I think that's the basic definition of it.
Okay, and also with a kind of a time frame of having lived with the state employee for at least 12 months.
Yeah, there's a time commitment that they've lived together for a period of time, and it's not a landlord-tenant or subtenant situation where they have a lease between the two of them.
Okay, correct. Now, this had come up before and was tabled before. Was it just a timing issue before? I mean, it came up with the Granholm administration, and at the time there was some objection to it then in terms of costs. Why do you think the timing was good for it now?
Well, it came up in December about 3 weeks ago, and there were just some problems with the agreement between the union and the state employer with the manner in which they had reached their agreement. The general premise of the agreement was acceptable, but there were some details that needed to be worked out, and those details were worked out over the last 3 weeks, and it was approved by the commission.
Now, a lot of people that have talked about this are talking about the costs to the state. Was that an issue for... I mean, it certainly came up in discussion, and how heavily did that weigh on the civil service commissioners taking a look at this issue?
Well, I mean, it's always a concern. Obviously, we're not in charge of the budget, but expenses for any state or governmental entity is an issue. This is an issue that I sort of brought up almost 2 years ago when I was on the commission, but certainly 18 months ago. We got some estimates then. I think the estimates are pretty solid numbers, and the estimates come from organizations like Michigan State University, the University of Michigan. There's a number of governmental entities. I think East Lansing, the city of East Lansing. I think Ingham County does it. And they have similar provisions in their collective bargaining units in which they can quantify the expense associated with such a provision, and generally the consensus was that it's about 1% of the people are going to sign up for it, and they can quantify it. Now, the number ran between a million and sort of in the last month or so, we heard a $6 million number that was thrown out. But I think the numbers are probably realistically around $2 million.
Okay. Now, the numbers of folks who would be eligible, with the two unions were about 22,000 United Auto Workers and about 15,000 workers in the Service Employees International Union. So the numbers that you were just speaking with are about 1% of that group of folks are generally who take a look and apply for this?
That's the number that was given to us by a number of different people, including, I believe, Jan Winters when she was in charge of benefits.
Okay.
Now she's got a different position. Obviously, she got a promotion with Schneider, but I think Jan provided us a 1% number.
Okay. Has this been a cost issue for you? I've seen a couple of articles that say that this was not about a cost issue for you.
Well, I obviously there's an expense to any time you increase benefits, but for me it's not a cost issue. It's about doing what's right. I think that's important. There's obviously different opinions about whether this should be or is a civil right, but I fall in favor of the employee. And I fall in favor of allowing people to do what they want in the privacy of their own home. And I think that this is going to benefit Michigan, and it's going to stabilize homes, and it's going to help with property values, and it's going to help people live a more stable life. And to that extent, I think it's imperative. I think it's imperative for our economy, and I think it's imperative for our state employees that they can have this stabilization. You know, and not everybody can get married to the person that they fall in love with for whatever reason. And if in fact they have a true, relationship to the extent that we can determine that, I think it's important that we're able to provide health benefits.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate your time this evening on short notice to be able to discuss this issue with us, and we'll follow along as the process continues. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Abood, East Lansing attorney and civil service commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.